I'll begin with verse number 1. If you have a Bible with you tonight, Genesis 22, verse number 1. Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1. I do covet your prayers and trust the Lord will help us tonight. Genesis 22, verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife. They went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I.
Yes.
And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you for that that's been done already in the meeting tonight. Thank you for your good presence, Lord, your sweet presence, Lord, among us tonight. Thank you for the Word of God and the portion you directed our heart to. Help me to preach now. Lord, without your help, I'll not be able to do anything. But, oh, God, would you hide us in the cross? Would you strengthen our body and voice? Would you anoint us and empower us and enable us and permit us to preach? Would you say through us tonight what you want this congregation to hear? Would you call to my remembrance the scriptures and the meditations and the thoughts that I've had, oh, God? I pray, God, tonight that you'd breathe on me afresh and anew. And, Lord, I pray tonight that you'd say through me what you want this congregation to hear. And may they hear you, Lord, and not me. May they see you and not see me tonight. Oh, God, let us hear from heaven and home. Lord, seal the Word of God up to our hearts. Convict sinners of their need of you. Woo them and draw them to you tonight. Stir up the saints. Work effectually and mightily in and through all of us tonight. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Above everything, get glory to your lovely name tonight.
Yes.
And what you do, we'll thank you. And we'll praise you, oh Lord, for what we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing. Notice in this text tonight that we read in verse number 3 tonight, the Bible says the place. In verse number 4, the Bible says the place. In verse number 9, the Bible says, the place. And in verse number 14 tonight, the Bible says, that place. So tonight I want to preach on, have you come to the place? Have you come to the place? In this story tonight, there was a place. There was a place for Abraham. There was a place for Isaac. And verse 9 says, and they came to the place. And I wonder tonight, have you come to the place tonight? There is a place that God wants us tonight. There is a place that we must get to for salvation tonight. I believe that. A place we must get to tonight. And then there is a place we must get to for service tonight. If we're to serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, if He's to be pleased with what we do, we must get to that place tonight. Abraham could not sacrifice just anywhere. It was at that place. And so tonight, if we have salvation or service or even sacrifice, it must be at God's appointed place tonight.
Amen.
May I ask you tonight, in salvation and in service and in sacrifice, have you come to the place tonight? Abraham came to the place. Isaac came to the place tonight. And have you come to that place tonight? Well, let's look at it for just a moment. First of all, have you come to the place tonight that has been spoken of? Or we could say it this way tonight. Have you come to the place that's been revealed tonight? The Bible tells us that God speaks to Abraham.
Amen.
Abraham at this time in his life is somewhere around 130 years old. And the best I can tell, it's been 15 years somewhere in that neighborhood since Abraham has heard from God in this manner, that God would appear to him and speak to him, and he sends Ishmael away. That was a grievous thing for Abraham to do, was to call that my friend's son, though he was the son of Hagar, though he was the son of a bondwoman, amen, yet it was still his flesh and blood, and it was a grievous thing for him to call him in that day.
Amen.
And give him and his mother a piece, a loaf of bread, and my friend, a bottle of water, and send them out through the wilderness, not knowing what would become of them. Amen. Of course, God spoke to him and said, Abraham, because he's your seed, because he's your son, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to make a great nation out of him. That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
And so it's been 15 years now, and it looks like in the life of Abraham that he has arrived. That Abraham has reached the pinnacle of spirituality, of faith, since he was the father of faith. There's nothing else that needs to be done. Abraham has followed God out of Ur of the Chaldees. He's left an idolatrous land. He's come to the land of Canaan. He's separated from Lot. Amen. Hear me, friend. He's done what God has told him to do. He's now bade Ishmael goodbye. He's now received the promised child, my friend Isaac, by faith. What else is there to do? My friend, surely he can get in the spiritual rocking chair or the spiritual recliner and lean back or rock back and forth and take it easy. Surely, my God, he's reached the top of the mountain. He's reached the pinnacle, my friend, of where he needs to be. But my God speaks to him and says, Abraham, amen. God begins to speak to him about another place. Amen. Is there another place? There is. Amen. And my friend, God begins to deal with Abraham and speak to him and reveal to him about the place that he's at. Amen. God does put us in places. God does lead us to particular areas in our life. Amen. Thank God. But I want to tell you of this Christian journey, this journey of faith, this spiritual walk is ever onward and ever upward. Amen.
And if we ever get to a point that we have reached, my friend, the pinnacle, or we think we have, my friend, that our spirituality and our faith will become stagnant.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because until we leave this world, God must continually test our faith, try our faith, purify our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Develop our faith and work in our lives. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Thank God. And so he does with Abraham. I mean, here he's been following God since 75 and looks like done everything that could be possibly done that God had asked of a man. But all of a sudden God says, Abraham, I'm not satisfied with the place where you're at.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And before God will ever get you to the place that he wants in your life, he'll thank God begin to make the place where you're at unsatisfactory.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Unacceptable.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Nothing wrong with the place where he's at. Nothing wrong with him having the promised seed. My Lord, have to have faith in God and to trust God and to now have this promised child in your life. Isn't that a good enough place? But God said there's something else, Abraham. There's another place. Are y'all hearing me? God, I will continually work in our lives to get us to that place that he wants us. Amen. Oh, God help. You may have been where you've been spiritually. You may have been in your growth as a Christian at the place you're at for some time. I want to tell you, there'll come a day when God will make that place uneasy.
Amen.
God, I began to speak to you about another place or about a place that he wants you. Amen. God spoke to Abraham and said, Abraham, hallelujah. I like his response. I like what he said. Hey, God, he said, here I am. Where are you at, Abraham? Hey, God, I'm here. Hey, God, I am available. I am listening. I am your servant. I don't know what you got in mind. I don't know what's next on the agenda. I don't know why you calling me now at 130 years old. I don't know why you calling me out of retirement. But here I am.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when God speaks to us tonight for salvation, for service, for sacrifice, it doesn't matter how many times we preach, it doesn't matter how many times we pray, it doesn't matter how much we give tonight. I thank God when God says, as my friend Abraham calls our name, we ought to say here, I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, if God had just shown me what he wants me to do, I'll do it. God don't give you that option. Amen. Hallelujah. If God shows you first, then you've got the option to say yes or no. Abraham didn't know what was ahead. Amen. He didn't much care. He just knew if he had followed this God thus far, whatever he is wanting, it must have been for his good, must have been for God's glory, and would be beneficial to Abraham. Hallelujah. Hey, God help. God ain't gonna tell you what he wants out of you before you make yourself available. But when you'll cash in the chips tonight, when you'll throw in the towel, when you'll throw up surrender tonight and say whatever, wherever, whoever, whyever, God, I'll begin to speak to you about the place that he wants in your life. Amen. And so, have you come to the place, first of all, that's been spoken of? Are revealed. Amen. God will reveal that place.
Amen.
Now, he may not do it all in one day.
Right.
Nor all in one week.
Right.
But he'll make you uncomfortable where you're at.
Right.
And then he'll start pointing in another direction, or in the direction that he wants you to go.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And one of the best secrets about finding out where you need to go or where you need to be is God will show you where you don't need to be and where you don't need to go. Before you find out the right place, He'll show you the wrong place. Hallelujah. Amen. Would y'all let me distract from, take away from, or not take away from, but move from this text and go to the New Testament for just a minute and run this little rabbit trail. In Acts 16, there are two men sitting in a Philippian jail. I finally got it out. It's midnight. The magistrates have beat their backs off of them. They're locked up in chains now. Amen. And they don't know what's going to become of them. But at midnight, they go to praying and singing.
Amen.
What's wrong with them? They ain't holding their peace. Hallelujah. Amen. At midnight, they're saying, how could they do that in the jailhouse? Because they knew that's where God wanted them. Amen. You read that Acts chapter 16. It's been 2.5 to 3 years. Thank God, since Paul has left Barnabas and they've had that a division among them, and him and Silas has walked all over Asia Minor looking for a place to preach, and every time they'd show up somewhere and think this is the place, the Holy Ghost said, not here. Not here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, are you to preach everywhere? Everywhere the Holy Ghost will let you. And nowhere where He won't let you. Is there anywhere? There is some places He won't let you. And there is some times He won't let you. Thank God. And everywhere they went, they couldn't preach. They couldn't say nothing, couldn't do nothing. And it's a long trip. 2.5 and 3 years they traveled over this entire continent looking for a place to preach. Hallelujah. Thank God. But finally, while Paul was asleep in one night, he had a vision and a man came to him. Thank God, from Macedonia, and said, come over and help us. Hey, he said, finally, we got some direction, Silas and the rest of his crowd, and loaded up in a ship and sailed across the water and got to Philippi. And when they got there, wasn't nobody interested in hearing them preach. Amen. There wasn't even no synagogue, my friend, of the Jews to preach in. Hallelujah. So they went down by the river bank and didn't find no men that wanted to hear preaching, but they found some women washing their clothes. Thank God. And was down there having prayer meeting, and they just started preaching. Hey, and God opened the heart of Lydia, that seller of purple, and then He saved, thank God, the little girl that they used to divine with. Hey, thank God. And the city got to turn into God. Hey, bless His name. Thank God. And they come out and beat them and put them in prison. Thank God. But they sung and shouted because they knew where that's where God wanted them. Hey, you can sing in a jailhouse if you know that's where you're supposed to be. If you spent the last 3 years finding out where you can't be, hey, God, you'll know God wants you in the jailhouse. He wanted so much in the jailhouse that when the doors open, hey, God, and the gates open, they just sat right where they was at, because that's at the place God wanted them. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. You're listening to me tonight. Hallelujah. God will speak to you about the place. Amen. And He begins to speak to Abraham about the place. Abraham's willing. Abraham's available. Abraham says, I am. Thank God, here I am. He says, take thy son. Amen. And get thee into the land of Moriah.
Amen.
Offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. God began to speak about the place. Have you come to the place that's been spoken of? Or that's been revealed to you?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank God. Verse number 3 said, and he went into the place of which God had told him. Amen. That's 2. There's verse 3. Then our text verse, verse 9. Thank God. And they came to the place which God had told him of. Wasn't a perfect understanding when he started out that morning, but it had been spoken of. It had been revealed that it was not where he is at. So he went looking for it. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And isn't it amazing that the last journey of faith in his life is much like the first journey? When God said, go into a place which I shall show thee of. Just get out of this place. I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but just start heading in this direction. Get out of where you're at, and when you get there, I'll tell you where it's at. Hey, that's what he says here. Get out of Beersheba, head to one of the mountains of Moriah, and when you get there, I'll let you know exactly where I want you. Hey, if you know the place exactly, it's not faith. Hallelujah. But if you know there's a place and you know you can't stay where you're at, hey God, you'll head that direction. Hallelujah. There's a place to worship. There's a place to sacrifice. There's a place of service. There's a place of commitment. There's a place of obedience. There's a place of sanctification. There's a place of submission.
Amen. It's out there. Have you come to that place? Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, bless his name. As a matter of fact, all of us are journeying by faith tonight. Like they did. And we're looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We're looking for that place. Amen. It's a better country. And so we're not mindful of the one we come out of, because we're looking for a better one. Amen. We don't know exactly where it's at. We know it's up. We think, according to Scripture, it's probably towards the north.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But there ain't no map that's got it on there. And we don't know how many miles it is between here and there. But he said it's there.
Yes, sir.
And I'm more sure of it tonight than I was 36 years ago when I started looking for it. Don't mind if I shout a while. Hallelujah tonight. Thank God I'm headed to that place tonight. Hey, thank God. I've never been there. I've never seen what it looks like. I've heard and read just a little bit about it. Hey, God, but I felt a breeze just from that world. Hey, God, I've heard the music from the other side. Hey, God, I know it's home tonight. And the more I journey here, the less I feel at home. But I feel a strange urge tonight. I feel a strange pull to a land. Hey, God, that's on the other side. I'm headed to the place tonight. It may be tonight. It may be in the morning. It may be next week. But I'll be there. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Well, bless his name. Whoa, hallelujah. It's been spoken of. You come to the place it's been spoken of. The Lord began to reveal or began to speak to Abraham about this place. Have you come to the place that he's spoken to you about? Have you come to the place that he's revealed to you tonight? Amen. Bless the Lord. Secondly tonight, not only have you come to the place that he has spoken of or revealed,
But have you come to the place tonight that is seen or realized? Amen. 3 days from Beersheba. Hallelujah. 3 days from where he was. By the way, in Genesis 21, when God appears to him about Ishmael, it's grievous to him. But the Bible said in verse 14 of Genesis 21, he rises up early in the morning and takes the bread and a bottle of water and gives it to Hagar, binds it to her shoulder, and says, you and Ishmael, head out in the wilderness. And here's God speaking to him about what he's to do with Isaac now, the promised seed. The heir in his house. Amen. You know what he does? He doesn't second guess. He doesn't question. He doesn't say, I will after a while. But verse number 2 says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. Hallelujah. I don't know what y'all think. I think you got enough of that delay business. Amen. When he started out of Ur, what do y'all think? And stopped there till his daddy died before he ever got into the land of Canaan. And I think he decided that after that side trip to Egypt, if God says go, I'm just going to go. And if God don't say go, I'll just stay where I'm at. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless his name. Ain't no need of you delaying tonight about doing what God said. You ought to just thank God, rise up. Amen. Saddle up your mules, your donkeys, whatever else. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen. Some of you need to go to busting the wood. That's what the Bible said. He claimed the wood. Amen. Some of you still got the axe in the corner and the wood on the wood pile. Get it out and bust it up tonight and let God know you mean business, that you're headed in what direction He wants you to go, and you aim to do what He wants you to do when you get there.
Right. Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. But 3 days later, the place was not just a revealed or a spoken of place. It became a realized place or a seen place.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Verse number 4 says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Amen. By the way, everything Abraham saw was afar off. Everything all the Old Testament saints saw was afar off. Amen. But they held them. They embraced them. Amen. Though they didn't get them. Hallelujah. They knew there's a coming. Oh, bless his name. And those promises that they, my friend, seen afar off, you and I are holding them tonight, living them, enjoying them. Amen. Rejoicing in them. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now the place is seen. But it's afar off. And how are you going to get to the place that you can see and know that's it? It was just spoken of and began to be revealed. Now it's shown, or it's seen, or it's realized. But how can you get to it? Because it's the third day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The flesh says it's too far off. Yeah, but the third day says you can get to it. Amen. And not just the third day, but what the third day represents. This is the first mention of third day. But it ain't the last one. Amen. Third day here. Thank God. 3 days they was to go. Thank God, into the wilderness for the children of Israel. Thank God, out of Egypt to worship. Amen. 3 days it was. I preached it last night. How that Esther and her maidens and Mordecai and the Jews was to fast. 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah's in the belly of the whale. Hallelujah. And 3 days and 3 nights, our Lord was in the heart of the earth, but He got up, hallelujah, And because he got up tonight, you can see the place, but not just realize it tonight. You can get to it. It may seem afar off and too hard of a climb for the flesh, but if you'll go in the power and the Spirit, I God of the third day, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, you can accomplish. You can get to the place. You can stand in the place. You can arrive at the place where God wants you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach it.
Amen. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. How does he do it? According to the power that worketh in us. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The place may be afar off, but the ability to get to the place is inside of all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
You've been raised with Christ. It's in you tonight.
That's right.
God will never ask you to do more than what you can do tonight.
Amen.
Well, what you can do, yeah, but not what he can do through you tonight.
That's right.
In the power of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Hey.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless his name tonight. I feel like 10 million computers is going off inside of me tonight.
Hey.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, there's something better, bigger than an Intel inside of me tonight. Processing and powering me tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter if electricity does go out, I got a strong backup. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, oh, the power's gone. And all God's given the church is just to batter it back up till we can shut her down. Hallelujah. I say, I differ with you tonight, thank God. We're going to leave here with a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
We'll occupy till he come. And we'll believe him till he come. And we'll be faithful till he come. And we'll hold the fort till he comes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, have you come to the place that's been spoken of? Have you come to the place that has been seen or realized tonight? Then I want to say about this place, according to verse number 14, have you come to that place or the place or this place that is a place of supply? Our reward.
Yes, it is.
Abraham arrives at the place. I and the lad will go yonder and worship. Come again to you. Isaac says, my father, he says, here am I, my son.
Right.
Where's the lamb? Abraham says, God will provide himself a lamb. And they come to that place. He builds that altar, leaves that wood in order, binds Isaac. Amen. On the altar, on the wood, stretches forth his hand to take hold of the knife. And when he does, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord says to him, Abraham, Abraham.
Yeah.
It's important in verse 1 when he called him Abraham, but it's yours important in verse number 11 when he calls his name twice and says, Abraham. Abraham.
Yes.
And he says, here am I. There was a difference.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1, it was I am. Verse 11, it was am I. I am means you're available. Am I means where you're where you're supposed to be.
Right.
A lot of us have said here I am, but we can't say here am I. Because
right.
We ain't come to the place. Some of us are seeing it afar off. It's been spoken to us, been revealed to us. We've even realized where it's at, but it seems too far off for us.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So we're just looking at it tonight instead of getting there.
Right.
Hallelujah. preacher's there. So-and-so's there. But I'm asking tonight, are you there? Have you come to the place that God has made you realize and to see that that's where He wants you to serve, to sacrifice, to surrender, to submit, to be obedient, to follow on to know Him? Abraham, Abraham, here am I. Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know now that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast withheld, not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Amen. And then he said, call the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. What God do, God provided.
Amen.
God supplied.
Yes, sir.
God rewarded.
Amen. Sure it is.
There is no place of reward until there's a place spoken of, a revealed, and then realized. Amen.
Amen.
But when you get to that place, there'll be a reward.
Right.
Somebody said, I thought that's sacrifice. I thought that's submission. I thought that's surrender. Yeah, thank God. And when he's doing all of that with Isaac, there is. But when he's got that ram headed back to the altar and cutting Isaac loose, it's reward. It's
Amen.
Supply.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, it's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're right, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many of us speak of our mounts and our places as places of death and of sacrifice. When Lord will talk about, hey, that's the place where God supplied. That's the place where God rewarded.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, when was the ram got there? I've heard a lot of preaching on it. I think he's always been, always there. I think he's there before Abraham and Isaac got there. I don't think he come up one side and while Eden's coming up on the other side and run in there a while. He's there all the time. But Abraham couldn't see him till he laid Isaac on the altar. And when he laid what was most precious to him, his most prized possession, when he laid his future, his plans, the promises of God, everything that Abraham was bound up in that boy. And when he laid dead on the altar, hallelujah, hey God, God showed him the ram caught in the thicket. Until a sinner lays everything on the altar, he'll never see the ram. Hey God, but when he lays it all on the altar, he'll see the ram. He'll see the lamb. When the saint lays everything on the altar, God will show him the reward. God will show him the supply. God will show him the ram.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, amen.
So what was the supply and reward? That ram caught in the thicket? That's part of it. What reward was that for Abraham to cut Isaac loose and offer the ram instead of his son? Oh, that was great. Of course, he'd done received him in a figure anyhow before he ever got up there. He said, if I have to kill him, since this is the one God's made all the promises to, through, thank God, he said he's going to have to raise him up.
Right.
What Hebrews 11 said.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
So he received him in a figure. Amen.
That's right.
So some way or another, fellas, we're going to come back. We're going to pray to worship. I don't know what else is going to take place, but we are coming back. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's going to provide some way or another. Hey, thank God. And he did.
Yes, amen.
Hey.
And I think Abraham's greatest reward on that mountain that day was John 8. And Jesus said, Abraham desired to see my day. And he saw it. And he was glad.
Amen. Amen.
When he got that ram in his arms and headed back over yonder to Isaac and laid him on that altar and cut Isaac loose and offered the ram instead of his son, he realized something that day. And on that same mountain range, in that same place, hallelujah, thank God, hundreds of years later, God would provide himself a lamb. And that lamb would not just be offered for Isaac. Hallelujah. Or not just for Abraham. Or not just for the nation of Israel. But thank God that lamb would be offered for the sins of the world. And John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he realized that day that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, God himself, in Christ, hey, God would lay himself on that altar of death, on that cross, and thank God be offered instead of mankind. Hallelujah tonight. Yes. And he rejoiced and was glad in it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, it's right. Yes, it's right. Amen, preacher.
Hey. It's a place of reward tonight. And when you lay your all on the altar, God will show you a supply. Our God will show you the reward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In that place. Hallelujah. God will supply. Are you hearing me tonight? Have you come to the place? If you're not there tonight, would you come, sinner, be saved? If you're not there tonight, saint, would you get there tonight? Well, you talking like preacher, like a lot of us is out of the will of God and cold and indifferent. Well, some may be, but that's not the text I preached out of tonight. Abraham had done everything God told him to up to now. But there's a place. There's a place God warned him. And he began to reveal and speak to him about and then let him realize it and see it. And now, when he got there, he received the supply and the reward of his obedience.
Amen.
Unto the Lord tonight.
Yes, sir.
Have you come to that place? Everybody stand, please. Can you point tonight and say, there's Jehovah Jireh. That's where God provided. Probably some folks need to pray tonight. I don't know your heart, but God spoke to some folks. No doubt, sinner, would you come if you're here unsaved?
Yes, sir.
It's probably some church members, probably some saints tonight. Probably folks that are a member of this church, probably folks visiting tonight need to come. Obey the Lord now.
Yes, sir.
While the sister plays, saying whatever she's going to do, you come tonight. Have you come to the place? Has he begun to speak to you about it? Then rise up early. Cleave the wood. Saddle up the mules, the donkeys, the asses. Gather the servants. Take the son and head out tonight. Have you seen the place? If you've seen it tonight, then by the power of the Holy Spirit, climb the mountain. Get there tonight. And lay down on that altar what God told you to sacrifice.
Amen.
What God told you to give up.
Amen.
What God told you to give over and give in. Would you do it tonight?
There's a voice.
There'll be a supply. There'll be a reward.
From an old rugged
Have you come to the place?
And it whispers, draw closer to me.
Is that what it's saying to you tonight?
Leave this world far behind. There are new heights.
Has he begun to speak to you about a place?
Climb and a new day in me.
Beersheba somehow just ain't content no more. Just not satisfied.
For whatever
no satisfaction where you're at tonight.
To draw closer
no contentment where you're
you,
dwelling.
Lord,
that's where's
that
place tonight?
I'll be willing to do.
God spoke to you about that place of sacrifice. That place of submission. That place of service. Some of you even started out on the journey and you've seen the place, but it's so far off you thought you could never get there. Too high for you to climb. But he never led you this far to show you the place in vain. He'll give you the strength to do what you need to do to get to that place.
Take my houses and lands, change my dreams.
Have you come to the place?
My plans, for I'm placing my whole life in your hands.
Have you seen it and realized it?
And should you call me someday?
And now it's become a place of supply,
far away,
a place of reward.
Lord, I'll go.
God spoke to you about a place tonight. That place, the place.
Draw closer to you, Lord. That's what I'll be.
You'll never be happy. You'll never be content. You'll never be full of joy. Till you get to that place. You'll never find reward or supply. Till you get to that place.
To be more like you. That's what I'll be.
It's only there can your eyes be open to what God has for you.
Do.
To the blessings.
And I'll trade sunshine
to the supply.
For rain.
What about it tonight?
Comfort for pain. That's what I'll be willing to do. That's what I'll be willing.